broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch and where we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. If you don't believe us, if you don't believe the evening and constant preface, if you will, editorial tag that we put on the show, just ask them. All right, our number is, as always, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're also online at philhendryshow.com with live streaming video of the show. You can watch a video cast live from the El Pacifico studios here. Behind me, you see the Pacific Ocean. We also, at times, will show you pictures of news events that we are talking about or should be talking about very, very shortly. Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard along the way with me. The story that continues to not only fascinate, because it is a fascinating story. It's about America today. It's about our society. It's also one that revolts. It's one that's frightening. It's the Trayvon Martin story. And certainly it's one that pulls at our heartstrings if we're parents of young people, and particularly African-American parents who we have learned, if you're white, you've learned in the last few days, if you haven't known, that there's a conversation that black parents have with their sons, and it's a conversation having to do with how they're perceived out there in the world. Don't draw attention to yourself. You are black, and you will be seen a certain way. Make sure that you're safe. This is what is called, in the parlance, the conversation, the talk. And in black families, that's a conversation that they have with their kids. So I think that's kind of interesting, because no matter what we think, if you're white in America, no matter what you may think you know, that's one that just is a reality. It's just a fact. So you may think this or that or something else, but these are parents warning their young people. They're not interacting with other parents of other races. On the line with me is Professor Emory Clayton, who is at L.A. Canyon College, and we're going to talk about neighborhood watch groups, the kind of group that George Zimmerman is a member of, the man accused of shooting Trayvon Martin. By the way, the latest news here tonight, forensic experts say newly released video by police of the man who shot Trayvon Martin raises more questions than it answers. But that's not stopping droves of amateur sleuths on TV, Twitter, and Facebook from scrutinizing it anyway. The video should be just a fraction of the evidence available to police as they investigate George Zimmerman's claim that he shot and killed Trayvon Martin, age 17, after the teenager allegedly punched the neighborhood watch volunteer in the nose and slammed his head against the ground. This is, of course, what we're being told by Mr. Zimmerman. It's brought national attention. Mr. Zimmerman's brother said that his brother, Robert Zimmerman, said about his brother George, he's the kind of neighbor that you would want to have, the kind of guy that you would want to have as a neighbor. Robert Zimmerman said the voice heard screaming on the 911 tape is that of his brother, who acted to save his own life. I don't know how Robert Zimmerman knows all of this other than talking to his brother, who I'm sure is going to give a spin on this. Let's talk now to Emory Clayton, a professor of urban studies at L.A. Canyon College. This is really explosive stuff, Professor Clayton.
Well, I don't doubt that it is. And as we continue to talk about these events of that day, Phil, and we continue to discuss who did what and why, I think it's fair to say that the Neighborhood Watch as an entity, as a philosophy, as a neighborhood organization, I think it's fair to say the Neighborhood Watch group, as we have come to know it, should be, if it is not already, a thing of the past.
You're saying to get rid of the Neighborhood Watch entirely?
I am saying that the time has come for people who are members of these kinds of things to recognize that they have empowered and have filled the heads of certain personalities with ideas that they're a sheriff out there in the Wild West, and somehow they're walking down the main street there at high noon, and they're keeping all the criminals, the bad people, away from them. I think this man Zimmerman is doing a real job creating something that just did not exist. Mr. Zimmerman is saying that he was in fear of his own life. He was the man that was following this boy. He was the man who'd been told by the police to stop following this boy. He was the man who was aggressively tailing this young man, who, by the way, was not armed, with a gun, did not have a, what do you call this, concealed weapon permit, right?
Yeah, but, Mr. Zimmerman had a concealed weapons permit.
Right. The Trayvon Martin did not have that. So all of the indications point to, regardless of what this man Zimmerman is saying, everything, the facts that we know point to him being the aggressor. Now, let me say this. I blame, as much as this guy Zimmerman, I blame these neighborhood watch organizations that have empowered these, forgive me for saying, these Looney Tune type people, who, like I said, I think they're Gary Cooper at High Noon or Sylvester Stallone or something in Rocky, that they're running around and protecting everyone. I think it is time that we get rid of the neighborhood watch and we return to relying on the people that we pay for to protect us, the police.
All right, Professor Emory Clayton is with us here from L.A. Canyon College. You want to get rid of the neighborhood watch organization because you don't feel it works anymore?
Because we've got an example here of what it does to the psychology of certain Looney Tunes people like this man Zimmerman. Because what that did was it filled that man's head with all kinds of delusions and fantasies of empowerment and authority and imagining himself to be much bigger than he is, to the point where this man took another man's life because the man didn't look right. Now, I will just give you this bit of information, Phil. In a week's time, we're going to be attending our own neighborhood watch. We have one where we live, and my wife Dawn and I have lived in the same neighborhood here in North L.A. County for the last 16 years now. And we are going to be at a neighborhood watch meeting, one of a rare meeting where all the people are involved next Saturday night. And I am going to be giving these people a bit of a surprise, because in anticipation of presenting this not only on your program tonight but also in front of my class, because we do a study on the urban climate and what that means to society's both present and future, I'm going to be presenting them with the fact that even though we have a neighborhood watch in our neighborhood, I have been going on to my neighbor's property for the last 6 months. And I have been lifting things from their property and putting it in my garage. And I can tell you that not a one of them has come to me or suspected me or said anything to me. We have an active neighborhood watch. And I want to say just one more thing. Most of the people in our neighborhood are white. So,
why is that significant? First of all, you've said a lot of stuff here. Are you saying that you are taking stuff without their knowledge?
I have, for the last 6 months, I have been going on to my neighbor's property, because we've got a fairly new neighborhood. Much of the landscaping is in. A lot of people have not put up fences and so forth. So you've got these wide green spaces that separate the homes. And I've been able to pluck bicycles. I've been able to pluck gardening equipment. I've been able to take things as simple as mops and brooms. And
you're stealing.
No, I'm not stealing. I'm making a point about our neighborhood watch. You understand what I'm saying? I've been able to do this up and down the street. This is something that I have been looking at far before the Trayvon Martin situation. This is something that I have been studying and looking at much, much longer than before this terrible situation in Florida.
Well, the point of this would be to show the
inefficacy, Phil,
of these neighborhood watch groups.
That is correct.
All right. It's a fair question to ask you then. And by the way, folks, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, are the neighborhood watch groups, as we know them now, a thing of the past. It would be fair to ask you, if this started before the situation with Trayvon Martin, what caused you to begin to investigate this?
Well, because I felt that it was a terrible, not only was it an imposition on a handful of people, because most people are going to take the lead, but also because of what I sent to you. I've got people in my neighborhood, and I'm sure you do in your neighborhood, and people all up and down the country have individuals in their neighborhood, these people who consider themselves to be Gary Cooper and High Noon, like I was saying to you. The sheriff is in town, the mayor of the street, and they want to tell everybody how to do it. I saw these kinds of personalities. And, of course, my fear is when you get these people, I'm black, and I live on a street where there is only one other black family, So we have the rest of these families, some 12 of the families are white.
And what were you afraid of?
I'm afraid of what I was saying to you. You're talking about profiling. Next week, when I present to these people the facts of where their personal effects have gone, I have talked to them before and asked them, who do you suspect? What if it was me? These cats, they're not going to say anything to me because they don't want to appear as if they're profiling me. That's why the neighborhood watch doesn't work.
And you're saying that you went ahead and started stealing this stuff knowing that no one is going to approach you about it because they're afraid that you're going to think you're being profiled.
That is it, exactly. And so...
But let's just talk about this for a second. If they had approached you and said, Professor Emery, you're the one that's taking the stuff...
I would say that you are profiling me as a thief.
But they're not profiling you. You were taking the stuff.
No, but I wasn't taking it to steal it. That's the difference. I was taking it to make a point about how the Neighborhood Watch organization as it exists today, both in our neighborhood and elsewhere, does not work. You understand? So, yes, they would be profiling me. But that's further proof.
All right, so if they suspect that there's a black person in the neighborhood stealing stuff, they're not going to do anything about it.
That is exactly correct. That's why Neighborhood Watch doesn't work. If they approached me, Phil, and they said, we happen to know, Professor Clayton, that you were the one that was taking stuff from the backyards, they would, in fact, be profiling, because I would turn around and say to them, I've been taking that, but not to steal it. I've been taking it to prove a point to you people that your little neighborhood watch hasn't done, as if I can use the lingo that the kids use, hasn't done jack you-know-what, you know.
Well, there's something fundamentally flawed, though, about that, don't you think?
In what sense?
You're going and taking stuff. People don't want to say anything about it because they don't want to profile you. You're proving your point, therefore, that the neighborhood watch is not a good thing. And yet, even if they did approach you about stealing... It would be, in fact, a profile.
They would be profiling me, yes, because I wasn't stealing. And no one would think to ask, well, you're a professor at L.A. Canyon College. You're a professor of urban studies. Is this some kind of a study, or is this some kind of a... Is it some kind of a paper that you're doing? Is it some kind of a thesis that you're testing? No one would say that. Because their mind either goes to either he's a criminal or he is not, and I don't want to profile him.
Interesting. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. I got Professor Emery Clayton on the line here with us from L.A. Canyon College about whether or not the neighborhood watch, the idea of the neighborhood watch, the neighborhood watch organization works anymore. You are convinced it does not.
No, I do not think it works. I don't think you have to go much further than to see what happened in Florida. You're looking at the death of a human being by a so-called neighborhood watch captain. This was a man who, to the extent that these people have ranks, which I think is a little silly, but nonetheless, to the extent that they have some kind of a rank, this captain, so-called, killed a man. And I don't care. I don't care, Phil, if you have, Bugsy Siegel and Al Capone and all these is in your neighborhood looking to steal from you. You, as a private citizen, are endangering yourself and others if you think you're some kind of a block captain. You don't.
All right, let's take a break here. Hold on for a second, Professor Emery Clayton. Our number 877-876-PHIL as we talk about the Neighborhood Watch organization, the Neighborhood Watch idea, the Neighborhood Watch as it's presently constituted in America, does it work anymore? Is it even worth having these organizations in light of what happened in Florida? 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I understand. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Professor Emery Clayton tonight from L.A. Canyon College in North L.A. County as we're talking with him about neighborhood watch organizations and how they no longer quite frankly, are needed. And I would have to ask you this. Are they more dangerous than any good they do?
You've got a dead man in Florida, Phil. Does that answer your question? You've got a dead man in Florida. You've got a man in Florida who's dead, and you've got another man in Florida who imagined himself to be some kind of world beater, some kind of Rambo, some kind of a savior of the innocence of the world. I don't know what this man was on or what kind of imaginings or wild flights of fancy a guy like this has with a concealed weapon. I'd like to find out who gave this man the concealed weapon permit. Why does this man need a concealed weapons permit? I think really what ought to be looked into, if you want a real a clear-eyed view of this, is what is wrong with the state of Florida? Because I know America's got all kinds of problems, but I've never seen a state, a single state, like Florida, with as many cockamamie ideas of doing things.
And well, we can indict the entire state, but tonight we're just focusing on the idea of neighborhood watch, okay?
Well, that's true, but I'm just saying, you know, at the very heart and soul of this, along with the idea of neighborhood watch, is this stand-your-ground law that they have in Florida, which is about as ridiculous a thing. I don't think anybody down there, including the guys that wrote that law, can really tell you what it means. I don't think anybody that wrote, I've listened to the men that wrote that law, I don't think those men can actually define the terms they use, actually can tell you, well, if you stand your ground, where is the line that you draw that you don't back up over? I don't think there's a one of them down there that can do that, because I don't frankly think that they've got the brain power in the Florida legislature.
Well, I don't want to indict Florida. It's off of the topic, okay?
I understand that.
The topic is really neighborhood watch. I mean, yeah, it was a Florida neighborhood watch.
Well, the Florida the neighborhood watch as a way of protecting the neighborhood is dead. It died in Florida at the end of February. It's gone. Now,
all right, I want to get to this thing, though, that I want to be clear about what you're saying. You went into your neighbor's yards where you live, and you took stuff from their yards.
That is correct, yes.
All right. In taking this stuff from their yards, you were proving what point?
I was proving the point, Phil, that neighborhood watch is an amusing little title that you give a group of people that live on the same street who have a little sign in their window, but it is not effective. I was able to steal, for the last 6 months, items from just about every family that lives on our street. Steal bicycles, golf clubs, sports equipment of all kinds, cleaning equipment, a lawnmower. I was able to steal this and put this in my garage. Now, I know for a fact that even if they saw me stealing this stuff, they'd be afraid to come up to me and say, Professor Clayton, we think you were stealing, because they're afraid of profiling me. Correct?
That's your thesis. I don't know if that's true.
All right. But even if they did come up and ask me, Professor Clayton, do you have these items? I would say to them, no, I don't. And why are you asking? You think I'm a thief? You're profiling me as a thief.
But again, you are stealing.
No, I'm not stealing. This is a paper that I'm doing for our school. The stuff, I'm giving the stuff back.
And all right, but that's what I mean. This is a neat little conundrum that you've sort of developed here.
No, there's no conundrum at all, Phil. If you listen to what I'm saying, I'm a teacher. I'm a professor. I've been teaching for the last 27 years. I know how to teach and to impart an idea. And
no, but what you're saying is there's no way anybody can come up to you and say you've got our stuff because, number one, they wouldn't do it for fear of being profilers. Number two, even if they did do it, they would be profiling because you didn't steal.
But I didn't steal. No, I did not steal.
And what if they needed that bicycle?
Phil, I've got to tell you, that's one that my wife mentioned to me, and that is, forgive me, Phil, because I like you, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
And why?
Because no one in the state of California, or any other state for that matter, needs a bicycle. You understand? No one needs their golf clubs. I stole things that are not needed. You understand what I'm saying? And by stealing these things, which, by the way, I'm not stealing. I'm giving these things back at the Neighborhood Watch semi-annual that we're having next week. I'm giving it all back to them.
You know, I'm sorry. I'm listening. I'm having a hard time. You're trying to make the point that the neighborhood watches of America are obsolete. They are part and parcel what killed that young man. In the meantime, you're out trying to prove your point by stealing this stuff and admitting that people would be afraid of challenging you. I don't get it.
You don't get it. I'm telling you why neighborhood watches failed.
All right, 877-876-7445. 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Be back with your calls and Professor Clayton right after this.
You rolled your eyes. I saw that on your video, Chad. You rolled your eyes like I'm some kind of a weird ass.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. On the line is Professor Emory Clayton from L.A. Canyon College as we talk about the Neighborhood Watch organization, the Neighborhood Watch group. It's something that's been around America for quite some time, since the 70s at least. And it is your proposal that this be eliminated, Professor Clayton. You're a professor of urban studies, so this is a part of what it is that you study. But your experiment has gone even further in so far as you removing items from a neighbor's yard. It sounds like you're stealing.
It may sound like I'm stealing, but I'm not stealing because the items are going back to my neighbors. What I am doing, Phil, I'm wanting you to listen to what I'm saying, and I hope other people listening will do the same thing. What I'm doing is I'm removing items from their yards, and I'm doing it every week, and I've got 6 months' worth of stolen items in my garage. Now, they're not really stolen.
Because someone called and said you've said the word stolen, so you've admitted to stealing.
No, I have not admitted to stealing. I just got done saying they're not really stolen. I said I stole them, but I'm giving them back. So I have not stolen anything. What I've done is proven a point that the neighborhood watch in my neighborhood and elsewhere in America is not worth the paper either that they wrote the agreement on. I don't know even how these neighborhood watch groups are constituted, Phil.
All right, our number 877-876-7445. Here is a gentleman named George. George, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Good evening, Phil.
Good evening.
My name is George. I'm from the Virgin Islands, so forgive my accent a little bit.
That's okay. That's all right.
How are you, George? This is Emory. How are you? I've got family in the Caribbean.
In St. Thomas. Okay, thanks.
Yes, sir. Very good. I have family from St. Vincent and the Grenadines. You know where that is, correct, sir?
Oh, great. Yes. Yes,
yes sir. Yes, sir.
The professor, you're the professor. What you are saying, it is very true. Very, 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 very true.
Absolutely.
This neighborhood watch thing, it isn't worth the paper it's written on. It's
not
no
at
good.
All, sir.
It's
no, sir.
No, it's evil. Very, very
evil. I think what it does is it encourages people to act like they're some kind of cowboy. You ever seen a cowboy movie?
Like a Rambo or something.
Like a Rambo. There you go. Like one of these guys. Exactly.
I got to tell you this, that I'm a security guard. I'm an armed security guard. As we speak,
yes,
I'm working, and I'm armed.
Yes. Yes,
I was living in Jacksonville in Florida. I'm in New York City now. I'm working. I'm on my job, and I'm armed to the teeth. I'm always
armed. Yes, sir.
Anywhere you see me, I'm always armed.
Even when you're off duty? Even when you're off duty, do you carry that weapon around?
Yes, yes.
Yes, sir.
I do not, not for anything.
Where do you live, sir? You live in New York City, you said. I would walk around armed in New York City, too. I live in California, but I live in a very sparsely populated area of California. Yes, sir, go ahead.
Let's listen to George. Phil. George, I want to ask you a question. So the neighborhood watch in your area, I think you indicated to us, they have radios, though. So isn't the neighborhood watch in your area a better thing?
What do they got?
They have
radios.
Radio. They got radio, not the type of radio that you can see.
What good is that going to do, though, George? Because you got to get on the phone and got to call the police. Now, I've got to tell you, George, and I'm sure the police in New York City, I don't know, but if they hear your very thick St. Thomas accent and the police hear some man say, "We need the police," and they hear your St. Thomas accent, you know these cops. Well, hell, I'm not going down there for sure. Some guy to come over wet, you know.
No, these radio connected back to what you call it?
A police station.
No, the head office. Right in your shirt. You know, some police got some radio. They don't hold that radio. The radio's on your shoulder.
Right, but when you're talking into that radio, who are you talking to? Are you talking to the police? Are you talking to Little Red Riding Hood? Who are you talking to, see?
You're talking to your command office. Once you
All right.
someone is in the neighborhood and blah, 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 they take care of business from there.
And who is the command office? Is the police, right?
No, the command office is the people that send you out to work. Is work you're working. Your neighborhood watch is work you're working. So you make...
Okay, so this neighborhood watch, I want to ask...
Go your button in. I'm talking to a gentleman of color. We're both the same color. And if you don't mind...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, George, but you and I are both black, so we speak a common language. And we speak the language of the city. We speak the language of security. We know what secures our families and what doesn't. Now, if you have a neighborhood watch, and a man, I get on a horn and I say, "Hey, look, I got some stranger here. He's coming down the street. I don't like the looks of this guy." Who am I? I'm talking to you. I'm talking to some guy with a baseball bat. Who am I talking to? A police officer?
No, you're speaking to your command office. It's like you're working security, and you got to be at your command office before.
And the guy in the command office, this is some guy with a T-shirt. With a big Mickey Mouse face on it, or what's he look like?
No, that's an officer. He's dressed like a policeman. He is dressed like a policeman, and he's indoors.
But he's a Mickey Mouse. He's a Mickey Mouse man, right? He ain't real cop.
No, he ain't.
What do you mean a Mickey Mouse?
He ain't no real cop.
Again,
they got
you're the wrong color for this discussion, Phil. The wrong color.
You know what? I'm the host of the show, though.
I understand that, but you're the wrong color for this discussion. He is a security guard, did you say, George?
Yeah, he is. He is.
I got you. Okay. I got to tell you something, George. That, I agree with you there because I wouldn't. I'll tell you right now, I wouldn't give you two hoots and a holler for some clown in a monkey suit. You know, some kind of security suit. Now I know that's what you do for a living, and I'm not calling you out on that.
No, you don't.
But I'm saying somebody. You know what I'm saying, some of these clowns.
You can't put me in a monkey suit. I'm wearing ordinary clothes. You don't know I'm...
You're wearing ordinary, exactly. You're not running around looking like you're Barney Fife.
No,
you
I'm
see
not,
what I'm saying?
I'm not running around to shoot people either. I'm watching strange movement in my area, in the area in which I'm working, because there's other people working on the other side.
And I can tell you, right, and I can tell you, just as a joke, you ought to come to my house some night, George, and just come on in the back door. You see some strange movement. My wife, when she gets her sister over here, and they start listening to some of their records, you know, some of the music they love.
Okay, that's real funny.
Again, Phil, wrong color.
No, I got to move on. I appreciate very much, George. So, George, your essential point is that you agree with Professor Clayton that these neighborhood watch things are wrong.
Sounds like you don't believe in what I'm saying. It's like you like one of those prejudiced white guys, right? You sound
Who, me?
Like one anyway. Yeah, you.
No. How am I prejudiced?
Because you are prejudiced, Bill.
You're telling me you come and warn your wife this, and I don't want to hear about
no,
that.
No. I'm a black man. The man you're talking to right now, I'm a black man. I'm the Professor Clayton. I'm black.
You sound prejudiced.
How am I prejudiced? How do you figure I'm prejudiced when I say you ought to come to my house with my wife and her sisters come over here
because
on a Saturday
you sound
night?
Like you don't believe what I'm telling you. Why don't you come? Don't you come in the South Bronx if you don't believe what I'm telling you?
I believe what you're saying.
No, you don't.
But I don't think these security guys that you're talking about.
What?
With the clown outfit. You telling me you got some security people there in a clown outfit? Didn't you say that?
No, I didn't tell you that.
What you talking about, the neighborhood watch? You said there's a neighborhood watch, and they're talking gibberish into a radio, and they got some guy at a command office, and you said the whole thing's a mess.
No, they're not talking no gibberish.
That's what I heard.
Talking gibberish.
No, that's exactly what you said, sir.
You
said, didn't you tell me the neighborhood watch? Didn't you tell me the neighborhood watch was a bunch of hooey? You were agreeing with me.
A bunch of what?
You were agreeing with me.
A bunch of what?
What's that? A bunch of hooey.
Come on, man. You're putting them. Wait. Look. You're just making joke, man. You're making. What are you doing on the radio? You ain't.
What are you doing on the radio? Better question is, what are you doing on the radio? You don't understand a thing I'm saying. I think what you ought to do is.
You know what your problem is?
If you're a security guard, I bet you there are about five people that got in there robbed, whatever it is you're supposed to
be. You should be that guy that got hurt in Florida. You should be that guy. People like you should
be. Yeah, well, you probably are going to be the guy that hurt him. You're probably on your way to being the guy that hurt him, the way you're talking.
Okay, all right, well, fine. So that was really great. I thought you guys agreed with each other, but apparently you don't. Thank you. I don't understand that line of questioning. And for you to say that I don't belong in a conversation because I'm the wrong color.
I was making headway with that gentleman. All I'm saying is the man understood me, and when you began to interject yourself, Phil, I'm not trying to blame you, but when you did interject yourself, that man became scared. He became confused. He didn't know what language. It sounded to me like he didn't understand English after a while.
Well, it sounded to me as if he thought you were messing with him. But I can understand the confusion. He was saying that he didn't believe in Neighborhood Watch. You don't believe in Neighborhood Watch. He said that he had a Neighborhood Watch there.
Whoa, hold on for a minute, will you, Phil? Because, again, you don't understand. I knew what he was saying. He was saying that the Neighborhood Watch, as it presently is constituted, he agreed with me, is no good. But there in the Bronx where he lives, he's got people dressed up in some kind of security outfits, and they're walking around with radios, and they look like fools. And they may wind up getting somebody killed, see? And
no, he said they were unarmed. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's the key. I'm trying to tell you that the Neighborhood Watch doesn't work because I've proven it doesn't work. I'm not some guy sitting on my ass just over from the Bimini or wherever, the Bermuda, wherever he's from, and I'm passing judgment. I went into my neighbor's yards and stole hundreds of dollars worth of equipment. But I didn't steal it, you understand? I'm giving it back. But
to prove that the Neighborhood Watch doesn't work. Right. All right. All right. We're going to take a break here. 877-876-7445 is the number. 877-876-7445. That conversation with that gentleman in the Bronx, that went nowhere. Although I understand that he agrees with Professor Clayton. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
No way. It would have gone somewhere had you not butted in.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Do voters tell the truth when they're talking to exit polls? Are voters, are citizens telling the truth when they're talking to pollsters? Well, we're going to have a discussion with Don Berman from Channel 19 News next hour on that very topic. Right now, our number 877-876-PHIL, as we discuss with Professor Emery Clayton, the Neighborhood Watch philosophy. And as Professor Clayton has been talking about this hour, as he discusses with his class and this thesis that you formed, that the Neighborhood Watch is pretty much out of date.
Absolutely, Phil.
All right, but there's also the matter of you and the methods that you use in proving this. You have yourself injected yourself into this by taking things from your neighbor's yards.
We have a very active neighborhood watch in our community. I say active because they meet semi-monthly. They are constantly door-to-door and constantly handing out these flyers and emailing and so forth. So they are very active. And to be able to abscond with this property under their noses makes a joke out of these people. And on top of that, because I'm African-American, they wouldn't dare say anything to me about stealing because it would be profiling. And even if they did.
That's the point there that is very difficult for me. Even if they did, you're still not stealing. And so it's still
profiling. Yes, it is.
877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. We'll go to a phone call. We've got Damien. Damien, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
How you doing? Just a little bit about me. I'm a Latino, and I'm also a musician. Actually, on my way home from a gig, and so I've had my fair share of profiling. You know, everybody thinks musicians are into drugs, and Latinos are a whole bunch of things. So I'm not one to disagree with someone, for the most part, regarding the occurrence of racial profiling and things like that. But that said, this thesis of yours, Professor, it's kind of along the lines of, while there's no crime that you're trying to entrap them in, it's kind of along the lines of entrapment in the sense that you're creating a situation where they're damned if they do and damned if they don't. And, you know, you put yourself in a situation, first of all, thievery is thievery, even if you plan on returning it. They didn't know you were taking it, so it is stealing.
That is not stealing, because I'm going to give it back to them. Now, let's just be clear here. I'm not entrapping anybody other than the fact that I was born black. If you say being born black entraps someone, well, you might have a point. But I had no control over that.
What I'm saying is that, you know, they're by your claim, they're profiling you if they don't come after you, and they're profiling you if they do come after you. So how is it?
No, they're not. If they don't come after me, they are avoiding profiling me. Yes, you're right. They recognize that I'm black, but they don't want to look like racist, so they won't say anything to me. But that's not profiling. That's just trying to be a good neighbor. And
well, I maintain that is profiling.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not. Wait a second. Hold on for a minute. This is a Latino, and again, you're white.
What has that got to do with anything? This gentleman's white.
He's a Latino.
Well, let me ask you. How do you know what color my skin is? Because of my
No. You said you're Latino. You already said. So I consider you to be a man of. Yeah, Latinos are white, but I consider you still to be a member of a minority group. Latinos are white.
Latinos
are. Yes, they are. But you're also
a
minority.
What color was Roberto Clemente?
He was white.
Have you seen a picture?
He was a white man.
And Roberto Clemente was black.
Wait a minute, Phil. Every time you talk, you're a white man. And
I know, I'm not allowed in this conversation. This man's making some good points, though.
He may be making some good points, but when you butt in, you've just dropped dropped more white into the conversation. What I'm saying to you, sir, I'm not, are you trying to entrap me? That's what you're doing.
I'm trying to get at the point that Latino is not black or white. Latino can be either.
Latino is Latino, but I'm saying that Henry here is white man, so it disqualifies him right away. Now, if you're being profiled, someone says to you, that may be true when it comes to lovemaking, you know, but I ain't talking to you about that right now. You know what I'm saying, though, right?
Yeah, he understands what you're saying.
Boy, here comes the white man again.
You know what? I'm the host of the show, so I've got to jump in and say things.
In any point, the point I'm trying to make here, very simply, this. If you don't want to confront me about stealing your gardening equipment or your lawnmower or whatever it is you got, that shows that you have the common courtesy and the decency not to confront me about stealing something, even though I'm black, or even though you're black, even though I'm black. If you look at me and you say I'm black and you accuse me of stealing, then you are profiling me, even though I did take that stuff, I wasn't stealing it. You understand what I'm saying, sir? So the difference, I guess he's not there anymore, but the difference that I've...
No, well, what you're saying is doesn't sound right. What you're talking about doesn't sound right. What you're talking about sounds to me like something that continues to be just a smoke screen of some kind. Let's see, do we have Paul?
Yeah.
Paul, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I let him know that I am black. I was born black, and there's no other color mixed in there but black.
This gentleman's
black. When I say this, I'm not, you know, talking like somebody from someplace else, but he is so full of crap, it's unreal. I hope he turns his stuff into his neighbors. I hope
young
he
man,
turns
I've got
into his neighbors. Let me finish. You had your minute. Mine. I hope you get arrested. You deserve to be arrested. You are
arrested
a disgrace to all black men out there. And to use
that shows how racially uneducated you are.
To use the word professor in a way that makes you seem to be smart is a disgrace to people that are
I'm
professors.
I'm a professor at a college. Doesn't make me seem to be smart. I'm a
to
teacher.
Everybody.
I'm
you're teaching
to tell
people
you.
That it's okay to steal. You're teaching
no,
people
I'm not.
It's okay to steal. Yes, you are.
No,
you
I'm
just
not.
Said you stole stuff and it's okay. That's like saying...
No,
okay.
I'm giving it back.
Other things,
I'm giving it back.
You still stole it. You still stole it.
How can you steal it if
you
give it back?
A thief. Did you give it back?
No.
If you took it.
Why can't you? You are so brainwashed. The white man has brainwashed you. Boy, the white man has brainwashed you.
Thief.
You got your hair. Your brain was washed in white. They put your brain into white and washed it.
You deserve a set of bracelets from the police department. That guy in the watch, I hope he's the one that cuts you off. I hope he does.
Which guy? Anybody in neighborhood watch? This guy in my neighborhood watch?
You off.
That man hadn't been born yet. Neighborhood watch guy gonna cart me up? Ain't gonna happen. Your brain was taken out of your skull.
You are
and washed in a big bathtub of white.
You're on national radio telling people you stole stuff.
No, I'm telling people that I did this as a part of a thesis
you
on getting rid of neighborhood watch. I took a guy's
you
golf
told
club.
Everybody
I
on the radio that you are
you
a
are. Okay, and now you are you're like a black puppet sitting on a white man's knee. You know what? If I ever saw you on my neighborhood watch, I'd say, beware. If you open up that man's head, you look inside the brain, you're gonna see white.
Okay, is that thank you very much. We'll be back next hour with Don Berman.
I'm still here.
Well, we don't want you here anymore. It's the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.